Today is Daf Tzadik of Masechtas Pesachim. We are in Daf Pei Tes Amud Beis. We are 1, 2, 3 lines from the bottom, which is Amar Ula. And today's Daf is sponsored by the Daskal family, Le'ilu Nishmas Baruch Yehuda Ben Yosef Yichil Michal, Nisham Shav Aliyah.
Okay. So here we go. So Amar Ula, the E-Tamer of Oshia. We're going to call this Ula's question. Ula asked the following question. Can somebody explain to me the following issue? How is it possible that the Braisa said beforehand, yesterday, somebody said, Tana Rabbanan, somebody said that if you give money for a Korban Pesach, the money turns to Chulun. How is that possible? So we said yesterday, right? How is that possible? What's his question? Zehifrish Tlel Lepischo, Zehifrish Mas Lepischo. One guy donates the Korban Pesach, and one guy donates the money for the Korban Pesach. In other words, you say to me, I have a Korban Pesach. I have a Korban Pesach. Want to join? $20. I say, sure, I'll join. Here's your $20. You say, fantastic, by the way, I bought the carbon already. I say, good, here's the $20. Says the Bryce yesterday, that money is chulin. Says Ula, how is it chulin? How could that possibly be chulin? What's the issue? Heich kog hektish chal ala kodesh. How could hektish be chal on kodesh, diktoni mos shibel chulin, which says that the money goes to chulin? What does that mean? So Rashi explains what it means is as follows. If you don't get this, you're not going to get today's daf. You can't buy anything until paying for it. Nothing's for free, right? So you decide you want to bring a Korban Pesach. You tell your wife, Korban Pesach costs $50. She says, fine, here's $50, go buy yourself a Korban Pesach. Now you could say, I hereby I infuse this cash with Kedusha, because I'm going to buy a Korban with it. Then, when I go buy the Korban, the Kedusha transfers to the animal, and the money's chulun. You can go to Las Vegas with that money. It's not Kedusha anymore. It's chulun. Here, I said to you, I have a Korban Pesach. You want to join? You said, sure. I said, okay, I bought it already. It costs $50. Give me $25. My family, your family. You say, hey, no problem. I'm taking this $25. You make a L'shem Yichud, and you have Kavanas. You go to the mikvah, and you give me $25. How does that money become chulin? What's it going on? The animal's already kodesh. How does the money transfer into chulin? That was Ula's question.
You say transfer, but it starts off chulin. It never gains kedusha.
No, but it does gain kedusha because you're makdish it because it's for a carbon.
Right.
So how does it ever reduce itself and go back to chulin? That was Ula's question.
How does that happen the first time? Oh, the first time.
I bought it. And then the money becomes chulin. But here, it's two people or four people. How does it happen? That was Ula's question. Okay? Now, to answer Ula's question, we're going to do something we hardly ever do, is we have to go out of order. Because the Gemara now, of Amar Abaye gives the following answer. There's no way to understand what Abaye is talking about until we go out of order. So what we're going to do is we're going to skip to the second wide line where it says Mayhi de Rabbi Oshia.
Yeah.
So Rabbi Oshia made a statement that Abaye is quoting, whatever, to answer the question. What was the statement of Rabbi Oshia? Okay, and the statement is as follows: Ditnan, there's a Mishnah in Temura. Okay, the Mishnah in Temura that says the following: If you go over to a zona, which you shouldn't do that. You go to a zona, and you're going to pay her for services. Okay? And what are you going to pay her with? A carbon! Right? What's that worth to her? Nothing. It's a carbon. So, nasan la mukdashin be'esnana. You give her a carbon. Here's a sheep. She's okay, I can sell that. I can make money with that. No. I already donated it for a carbon. So if you give her that as a payment, Hari Ilu Mutarin, that's allowed to be brought on the Beis HaMikdash.
That's allowed to be brought to the carbon. That's not a zone of payment, which is usher. It's allowed. Ofos dechulin, but if it's a chulin animal, a bird, for example, hari elu asurin. Of course you can. Saucer, it's a mamash. It's an eston payment, right? Shayibadin. But listen to this. Ma imukdashin. If you have a holy item, shamum posel behen, where a mum makes a puzzle. Ein esnan umachir chal alehen. There's no esnan payment on a carbon, even though a carbon is able to have a mum. Ofos, but birds, she ain mum posel behen. But there's no such thing as a mum by a bird. There's no such thing. Ein odin, she ain esnan umachir chal alehen. So for sure, shouldn't the esnan be chal? Why did the Mishnah in Tumura say that if an animal is hakodesh, it's not a payment? But if it's a bird that's chulin, it is a payment. It doesn't make any sense. And the answer is, Talmud Lomer, it says, l'chol neder. L'rabba says, ofos. It says, any neder to include ofos. Okay, so what have we established? That if a man gives an esnan payment to a woman, a carbon, then he can be brought to the Mizbeach. Why? We don't know why. We don't know why. But if it's an unsanctified bird, that can't be brought to the Mizbeach. Why? It's a zonah payment. We don't know the reason. Now, kal v'chomer l'muktoshin. Well, shouldn't that be a kal v'chomer? Me'ata ma'ofos. You have a bird. She'ein ha'mum posel behen. That there's no mum. So if I give her a bird with a mum, it still can't be an esnan payment. Why not? Because it's still a valid carbon. Esnan or mechir. Chal alehen, the esnan and the mechir are chal. In other words, it's a valid esnan payment. So mukdashin, of pure animal, which has already been donated, an animal donated. Shehamum posel behen, where a mum is going to posel the carbon. Ain't no din, she esnan or mechir chal alehen? So shouldn't the esnan be chal on an animal? I don't understand. It's chal on a bird. Why shouldn't it be chal on an animal? And the answer is Talmud Lomar l'chol neder. It says l'chol neder prat l'nadur, to exclude an animal that's already been donated. So if it's an animal already been donated, that can't be it. You know, I already donated it to the Beis Hamikdash. I already did that. Now I go to the zone and I give it to her. That's not included in the isser of esnan zona payments. That can't be brought for the Beis HaMikdash. Not included. How do I know it's not included? It's a pasuk. It's a pasuk. Pasuk is only neder, not if it's already nodur. Now one second. Says the Gemara, that makes no sense. El Meyata. What are you telling me now? The Kasav Rachmana neder? Because the Torah said neder? Halav hachi. And what if the Torah wouldn't have said neder? What if the Torah wouldn't have said neder? Then what would I think? That if I give her an esnan, if I give her a carbon that's already donated, that it can't be brought as a carbon? What exactly did I give her? What did I give her? How can I give her something that doesn't belong to me? Right? Anyone following so far what I'm saying?
Yeah.
How can I give her something that I already donated to the base of me? That doesn't belong to me. Hava mina, I would have thought mukdashin chal iser alehen. What? That there's an iser chal? There's an iser chal on the what's it called? Iser chal on the animal? That doesn't make any sense. Va'ein adam osa davish ein ashalo. You can't give something you don't own. How can I ask something I don't own? Doesn't make any sense. Okay. So now that the people came in, we got to say it over again. You ready? What? Are you listening to this? Ula asked the following question. Yesterday we said. Now, here's what Ula asked. Ula asked the following question. Come explain to me. When I buy a carbon Pesach, any carbon, I take money. I say, I'm making this money Kedusha, Kodesh, and I'm going to take this money, I'm going to buy with this money a carbon. Okay? Now what happens? The money has Kedusha value, Kedusha worth. But when I buy the animal, the money transfers to the animal, and the money becomes chulin. That's what happens. I can take that money, and I can go to Las Vegas. But Ula said yesterday, so Ula wants to know, but let's say I buy a carbon Pesach. I bought it already. And I come over to you and say, Josh, you want to join the carbon Pesach with me?
You say, sure, I'd love to. It's okay, you know, give me $20 because that's what it cost me. Fine, here's $20. Now, you had the same intention to make the $20 Kodesh. How did the $20 become chulin? How did that happen? The animal's already Kodesh. How did the money transfer? They can't transfer it. No way for it to transfer. There's no way for the animal, there's no way for the money to transfer. So how did the money, and then yesterday there was a brisa that said that the money becomes chulin. How did it become chulin? How? Where's it transferring? The animal's already Kodesh. That was Ulu's, so can someone, Ulu said in a statement. Can someone explain this to me?
Why does the money need to become?
Then you can never touch the money the rest of your life?
No, why is that money necessarily become? If I'm buying it from a third party, you know, this is a third step.
Right, you're buying it, you're my partner. Oh, so he asked that question. So I said, because he wanted to get, you know, he said, Shem Yichud, and he had all the kavanas to make the money, you want to be mishtatef in the Kedusha. So he did that.
But it seems logical that it would only be the actual money that's used to buy the animal that becomes Kodesh, and not.
Right, okay. Oh, so we're getting to the answer. That was Ulu's question. How can this be? And then we skipped because I had to go back. And there's a Mishnah in Temura that says like this. If somebody goes to a Zona, which is something you shouldn't do, but if you go to a Zona and you give her a payment, you give her an animal as a payment, that animal cannot be brought as a carbon. That animal cannot be brought as a carbon. However, if the animal was already Makdish and you give it to her, it can be brought as a carbon. And the Gemara asks, what do you mean it's already Makdish? It doesn't belong to you. You can't give her something that doesn't belong to you. What do you mean it's already Makdish? It doesn't belong to you anymore. You donated it to the Beis HaMikdash. You give it to her? So they didn't do anything. You didn't pay her. What kind of thing is that? Why would I? How is it even a payment? All doesn't make any sense.
So what if you didn't pay her?
What?
No, I mean, you gave her the money.
No, so the Gemara said.
The woman was waiting for it to heal.
What? No, no, so the Mishnah said that if you give a woman a payment of a carbon that's already Makdish, then it's a valid carbon. It's a valid carbon.
Okay.
Why? Why is it valid? The Gemara quoted a pasuk. It said, any neder you can't, but not if it's nadur, it's already donated. So the Gemara said, what do you mean donated? So it's not even yours anymore. How can you even give it to her? It's not even yours. Once you donate it to the Beis HaMikdash, yeah, it's still in your property. It doesn't belong to you. How could that be a payment? What kind of havmin was that? No, because the Mishnah there in Temur said that birds, unsanctified birds, can be payments, even if they have a mum, because birds are allowed to have a mum. So you gave her a bird with a mum, she could still bring it for a carbon, and therefore it's invalid, because it's a zona payment.
Right, you can't bring it that way.
Right. You hear what, so how could it doesn't belong to you. It doesn't belong to you. How could you give it to her? Here we get to the rub. Now, Rab Oshia gave the following answer. This is key, Rab Oshia's answer. B'memane zona al pischo v'rebihi. What you did was, right? What you did was, you told the Zona, listen, I'm tight on cash. I have a carbon Pesach. I'll include you in the carbon Pesach. My wife would love to see you. I'll include you in the carbon Pesach. That cost money. You have to get your own carbon Pesach. Now you don't have to. You come to me. And that money, I'll eat that money. And what did the Mishnah say? That's a valid carbon. It's a valid carbon. Now you already donated it, but you left over space in the carbon Pesach for other people. Now, what kind of thing is that? Right? Right? Again, Omer Moshe, the Mimana Zona al Pischo, it's talking about you invited the Zona to partake of your carbon Pesach. Which for Rebbe he and Rebbe said you could do that. My Rebbe, would Rebbe say such a thing? The Tanya, it says like this: Im yimat habayis miyos miseh, which means officially the pasuk means if you don't have a lot of people in your house, you have a small family, so you can have this big carbon Pesach, you're not going to be able to finish it. But Rebbe made a drasha, and what it meant was the maat habayis miyos miseh. You don't even have enough money to buy a seh. You're a poor man. In ma'at, if ma'at means little, right? Ma'at, small. In ma'at, if he's a poor man, ha'chayehu b'seh. So make some money with the seh. What does that mean? That means you can charge people to be part of your carbon Pesach and make a few dollars. Cost me $50 for the carbon Pesach. I'll invite you, I'll make a few dollars on you. I'll invite him. I'll make a few dollars. Now I'll give some money, give some spending money to myself. Said Rebbe, you're allowed to do that. It lures it out of the pasuk. Michtei achila. But you can only do it for food. Velo michtei mecha. You can't do it to go now invest in the market. You can't do that. I make a few dollars. You need food. You're so hungry. You don't have any food. You need to buy wine and matzah. You can do that. To go invest it, you can't do that. Rebbe Omer, no. Af michtei mekach. Rebbe said you could even use it for a mekach. I could even use it for a zonah payment. I could use the money for anything I want. Right? Shim ein lo. If I don't have enough money, memana acher imo al pischo. I can charge you money to you join it to my carbon pesach, v'al chagigaso, or my chagiga, umo shibiyado chulin. And the money becomes chulin. Shalmanas kein hikdishu yisrael es pischeyen. That was a condition that when the Bnei Yisrael were makabel, I don't know, the mitzvah or the Torah, they understood this is an option. This is an option. I can do this. I can do this.
If Rav Oshia is following Rebbe's side of Pshat, then why does the Gemara attach Ulu's Shaila to Rav Oshia? Because he seems to accept anyway what Rebbe says.
Say again? Yeah? One second. Now there's going to be a detailed machlokas exactly what you can spend the money on, but we already have our answer. Now the detailed machlokas what you can spend your money on. You can use it for wood, for the firewood, to roast the carbon pesach. Anything for the carbon pesach, you can for sure spend the money on. What money are we talking about? The money that I charged other people to join the carbon pesach with me. I need wood, I could buy the wood. How about ki pligi b'matzu morer? What about matzu morer? Machlokas about that. It's not for the carbon pesach itself. Marbanan's michtzavri hayachila achriti. It's a whole other eating, right? V'rebi savra no. Given the hechsher with the pesach, who it's part of the carbon pesach. It's a hechsher for the carbon pesach. It's eaten together, right? So kaguf with the pesach dummy. It's like the carbon pesach. V'chad amar b'matzu morer nami kuli amalo pligi. Nobody holds you can't use money for matzu morer. Dichsev al matzah zemor miruchlu. It's eaten together with the carbon pesach. No question about that. The kibbutz the machshir the pesach nino kibesach dummy. Since it's a hechsher for the pesach, it's considered carbon of the pesach. Key pligi the machlokas is likach bo chalak. Want to buy a new suit? Likach bo talis a new talis. Now can I spend the money that I charged you for the carbon pesach on a new talis? Rabbanan safri meyos misa amrachmana hechiyehu l'seh. Right, which means only seth things, only carbon pesach things. For every savar hachi atzmacha misa. No, anything you want. So according to Rav Oshia, when the man goes to the zona and tells her, listen, I don't have any money, but you know what? You join my Pesach. That's cash. That's worth cash. The carbon still can be brought as a carbon Pesach because it's already been donated. What kind of thing is that? He doesn't even own it? No, he owns it to the extent that he can have other people join in and he can charge for that. Okay? And he can charge for that. That's Rav Oshia's answer. Now, Ula had a question. How could it be that a guy gives money on a carbon pesach, and the money goes to chulin? How does the money go to chulin? The carbon pesach is already kodesh. How does it happen? And the answer is because the owner left over space to sell shares to other people. So I left over space to sell it to you. You give me $20. Your share now is take right. You can do this. Rebbe said you can do it. My share. So your share goes into my carbon pesach, and the money goes to chulin. What second explanation?
Where
is it that Rebbe said it's okay for matzah morah? Like, said it for sure. This is for mamash carbon pesach. What? No, the question is, what do I do with the money you give me? I sold my share. Now, what do I do with that money? So there's a machlokas. Can you only spend it on pesach things, or you can even spend it on Vegas? That's a machlokas.
No, the second thing seems to be that Rebbe
saw that she would have pesach. Right, matzah morah is part of the carbon pesach, so you can spend the money on matzah morah too.
Right, but not
soda. You can't spend it on soda. No,
so
Rav Oshia is saying, I went over to you, and I said to you, Nick, you want to join my carbon pesach? I'd love to. Okay, give me $20. Okay. So you take this $20, and you say, L'shem Yichud, and you daven, I'm giving the money for Kedusha's carbon pesach, and you hand it to me, and it goes to Chulim. How does it go to Chulim? The animal's already Kodesh. The answer is, because I left over space. Now, what do I do with that $20? It's a machlokas. Can I buy a suit? Some say yes, some say no. Can I buy wood for the carbon pesach? Everyone says yes.
How did that money become
Kodesh?
Well, he answered it by saying that you made it. I'm the buyer. I made it Kodesh. Then I sold, but I used a piece of the carbon pesach.
Right, so he's asking how the buyer makes his money Kodesh, or the animal's already Kodesh. That's what he's asking.
No, the answer is
only the most important stage. The guy who actually buys the carbon and brings it to be mafred, only that guy makes the money Kodesh. Everything else that happens 500 times before then is not Kodesh.
No, no, but
it's not how does the money become Kulin. That money never became Kodesh.
I hear.
I come back to my question. I mean, you described it at the beginning as Ula's child.
Right.
But the Gemara says it's also in the name of
Rav Oshia. No. Rav Oshia was talking about a case about a zona. He's not talking about anything. He's not talking about a zona.
Yeah, but why?
And we're using that explanation to explain answer Ula's question.
Gemara say that Rav Oshia was asking God.
It's a different Rav Oshia. That's why.
Oh, I see.
It's a different Rav Oshia.
Oh. Okay.
I hate it. Oh, that's a good question. I don't know.
I hear you.
That's a good question. That's a good pickup. Now, one second. We're not finished. That's what Rav Oshia said. Abaya had a different answer. How to explain this question. Ula Abaya, according to Abaya, the Amar, E lav de ugmer Rav Oshia, hahi b'mona zon al pischo for Rebihi. That's a crazy answer. How do we answer? Right? The guy gives a zona a carbon pesach. A guy gives a zona an animal, a carbon. And it could be brought. And the Gemara asked a good question. What do you mean it could be brought? He didn't even own it. He doesn't even own it anymore. Once he donates, it doesn't belong to him. How's he giving it to his owner? And the Rav Oshia answered, no. He invited her to come into his carbon pesach. Isn't that a funny answer? A much different answer, says Abaya. I would have given a different answer. I would have said, Havi Mukminali Bekachim Kalim. I would have said, we're talking about Kachim Kalim. Vali Bedreb Yoshia Galili. The Amar Kachim Kalim. Mamun Bailam Hu. Kachim Kalim. It doesn't become Kodesh until it's brought. So what do you mean it's in my yard and I donated it, I designated it, you can do all the designations you want. By a Kachim Kalim, it's still considered yours until you bring it. Much different answer. So he brings the carbon with him to the donor, it's outside in the yard, and then he tells her afterwards, there's your payment down there. She says, what's that? He says, oh, it's my carbon Pesach. Oh, so she says, well, I went to Daf Yomi, it's on Kachim Kalim, so then it's a valid thing. Right? And what's the end? What does the Mishnah say? It can still be brought. Why? Because even though it's your money, it's still Kodesh, so whatever, it still can be brought, for whatever reason.
It can be brought, or it must be brought.
It can be brought as a carbon. It's not really considered a zona payment.
Right.
Because it's already been Kodesh.
Right.
Now, what kind of payment is that? You don't own it? No, you do own it. You do own it. It's still considered yours. What's she going to do with it? That's not your problem. Well, she has to bring it now. What kind of payment was that? That's not our issue. It's not our concern. We don't concern the rights, the monetary rights of the zoner. That's not our issue.
It's a bit like paying for something with your mortgage.
Similar, right? Avol Pesach, lo mishayir inchi. This concept of people leaving over space in the carbon Pesach, says Abaya, is foreign to me. What kind of thing is that? People leave over space to sell. That doesn't make any sense. One second. Haktani Behedi, we just brought a brisa that said, Al Manas Kenik Nishu Yisrael Es Pischein, that people only were makabel the mitzvah of Karban Pesach on condition they could do this. So Bai says, yeah, Ema Al Manas Kenik Nishu Yisrael Mamon Le Pischein. Yeah, people do it for the money, not the other way around. It's the exact opposite of what you're saying. In other words, I want to have a Kedusha to my money. Says Bai, that you could do. You can have a Kedusha to your money. But the other way around, that the owner says, I'm leaving over Kedusha space for you, that is no such thing. So, according to Abaya, how do we answer the question? According to Abaya, the answer is, because just because you donated it as a carbon, that doesn't mean it doesn't belong to you. It does belong to you, and someone else could buy it by a partnership with you. Why not? Now we can go to the top of the page and answer the question. Right? Ula asked, how does the money become chulin? How does it happen? So Amar Abaya, by the way, imagine reading this without reading the Gemara first. Amar Abaya, ilav duk Rav Oshia lahi b'mama zon al pischa v'rebihi, if not for the mission in Temura, that Rebbe said, Rav Oshia said, that what the guy does is, he tells the zona, come to my Seder and partake of my carbon Pesach, and I won't charge you for it. I would have given a different answer. I would have said the guy brings Kachim Kalim to the Zona. V'alibu de b'yosei galili, and according to him, the Amar, kachim kalam, mamon b'ailam hu. Kachim kalam is mamon b'ailam. Therefore, it belongs to you. It's already been donated. Okay, so the zona has a tine on you. Let her take you to Bezin. You didn't pay her right. Nothing to do with us. Avo b'pesach, but when it comes to carbon pesach, lo m'shayir inchi b'mos. The people don't leave over space in the carbon pesach. There's no such thing. Maybe when they mafresh the carbon, they mafresh it. You know what? I think I'm going to invite what's his name to come with me to the Seder. I think I'm going to invite what's his name to come to over. I think I'm going to invite what's his name. But it's not like this deal, like I'm leaving over. That's not that. No. V'har Rebbe he. But if you want to say it's Rebbe, Mishum Hachi, that's why Mos Shabiado Chulin. The money becomes Chulin. Because Rebbe said you can leave over space in the animal. And you buy a share of the animal, and therefore the money goes from Kedusha into the animal, and the money becomes Chulin. Umos vada mishayir inchi. But money, everyone holds money you can leave over. Dahi dag the kamuki la rabosha kerebi, lo mukmin la le ana kerebi bepesach, lo mishayir inchi. Don't say that Rebbe holds that it's not true, because it is true. Volakaluk kerebiosi, and you can't, if you don't want to say kerebiosi, Datanaba Vamocher Olaso Shlamov Lawasov Lokum Hashadukin Raboshia Lahi Bimanazan Al Pisco Rebihi. So he says that some don't want to hold like Rabbi Yossi that the Kachim Kalav is Maman Bailim, because it says that someone sells his Ola or his Shlamim, Ola is a carbon Kachim, but Shlamim Lawasov Loklum. It doesn't count. Why doesn't it count? Rabbi Yossi must be wrong. If Kachim Kalam is Mamun Bailam, why can't I sell it to you? It belongs to me. Why can't I do that? Well, why would I sell that? He said, I want to bring that carbon. Such a good-looking carbon. I want the Zechus. I'll buy it from you. So according to Biosi, it's not a sale. Why not? According to this, it's not a sale. Why is it not a sale? What do you mean? You can sell a carbon you already donated? How could you do that? Well, Biosi clearly said you could do it. But this bride says you can't do it. So not everyone holds like that. So therefore, they want to say like that. So the only other answer would be that it's the talking about where you invited the zona to come to the carbon pesach. So if you give the zona the carbon pesach, Harei Elu Mutarin. Oh no, I'm sorry. What that means is that even when it comes to the carbon pesach, people leave over space, like Rebbe said, and therefore even the zona could be included, anybody could be included, and the money goes to Chulin.
I'm glad you did it the other way around.
It would have been impossible the other way.
Yeah.
It would have been impossible.
Yeah.
Right. So I realized, I read the introduction, and said, you know what? We're going to do the Gemara first.
Yeah,
I want to do the Gemara first. It's a piece of cake.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
next Mishnah. Okay. There are three kinds of Zavs. A Zav is a person that has a Re'iyah. Some kind of male. A male. Some kind of Re'iyah. We're not sure what it is. But it makes a tummy. So if it's if you saw one day, you become tummy that day, you go to the mikvah at night, and you're tahar. If you have a zav, a re'iyah, for two straight days, you become tummy for 7 days. When the 7 days are over, you go to the mikvah, and you're tahar at nightfall. If you have tumma 3 days in a row, a zav, a re'iyah, 3 days in a row, same thing, you're tummy 7 days, but now you have to bring a carbon. When do you bring a carbon? On day 8. So say, and by the way, a woman has different. If it's in her Dida period, if it's in her Zava period, so if she sees a Re'iyah for 1 day or 2 days, she has to count one clean day. 3 days in a row, she's tummy for 7 days. Anida, is if she sees a Re'iyah at any moment, she's tummy for 7 days. And there's a quirk about Anida that applies to nobody else. She must go to the mikveh at night. Everybody else can go by day and wait and hope they don't have another Re'iyah. She has to go at night. Okay? Now we can see the Mishnah. Zav Shara Shtei Re'iyos. If a Zav has two Re'iyos, which means he has to count Shiva Nikiyim, 7 clean days, and the 7th day, lo and behold, is Erev Pesach. Look at this. Erev Pesach is the 7th day. So can he, now he's Tamei still, till nightfall. Can he go to the Beis HaMikdash? No. Can he send somebody else? Yes. Can he partake of the carbon pesach? Zav shirah shterios shocht and alav b'shvi. Someone else can shecht for him, as long as the 7th day is erev pesach. Because at the seder he'll be good.
Now, what happens if after the shechita he becomes not good? Then he can't, because he never finished the second day. Right? Second day, he still had another re'iyah. He's got to count 7 more days. Right? I'm sorry. If he sees a re'iyah on the 7th day, he never had 7 clean days. His 7 clean days start over again. He can't. But as long as he doesn't have another re'iyah, he's good to go. Now, right now, on Erev Pesach, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, he's tummy still, officially. So someone else could do it on his behalf. At the Seder, he's good to go.
He has the status of Tful Yom?
Yes. Exactly. Not really a Tful Yom. He's still waiting tummy. Tful Yom means I go to the mikvah and I have nothing more to do. Just wait for nightfall. That's different. Here it's not that. You know what that would be? That would be a guy who touched the sheretz. He goes to the mikvah and all he's doing is waiting for nightfall. And don't touch another sheretz. Nothing else could possibly happen. Right. Here, the guy could see another Riyah. So it's like a Tful Yom, but not exactly. So now, you never know. You never know. What happens to women all the time? They're counting the Shiv and the Kiyam, and then they have another Riyah in the middle, and they have to start over again. Happens all the time. All right? On the 7th day, it's unusual. It's unusual after so many days of clean, but it could happen. So you could do the Karban Pesach, someone could do it for him, and hope and pray that nothing happens, and then he's good to go. Now, Rosh Shalosh, what if he had 3 Riyos? Now we have to count Siv and Kiyam and bring Karbanos. And if before he brings Karbanos, he can't eat Kachem. Now it's like a Tful Yom. On day 8 now, Shochtan Alav B'Shmini Shalom. You can check the Karban Pesach for him on day 8. He's almost like a Tful Yom now. As long as he brings the Karbanos of Kapara. He has to bring Karbanos. And Rashi points out, we learned this already, those Karbanos can be brought after the Karban Pesach. Is that right? Yeah. Yeah. Okay? For whatever reason. Right, because normally you're not allowed to bring anything after the Karban Tamid, but the assay of getting Tahar is doch as a los assay of not bringing anything after the Karban Tamid. So imagine this busy day in Karban Pesach. After they finish all the Karban Pesach, then they're going to start with all the Karbanos of all of the 8 people, right? They were busy with that. Fine. Next, Shemeres Yom Kineged Yom. If a woman saw a Re'iyah on Tuesday, she has to now stay away from her husband Tuesday and Wednesday. Wednesday's Erev Pesach. No problem, right?
I think I'm understanding Rashi to saying that he can bring the Kapara after the Korban Tamid, but I'm not sure that he's saying after the Korban Tamid.
I don't know. Fair question. I don't know. So, Shomeres Yom Kineged Yom. If she had a Re'iyah on Tuesday, she's holding now Tuesday, Wednesday. So Shochtan Alav B'Sheni Shalah. Wednesday, same story. They could bring the Karban Pesach for her. She has to hope she doesn't have another Riyah. Rasa Shnei Yomim, if she saw Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday's Erev Pesach, Shochtan Alav B'Shlishi. You could do it on Thursday. No problem. V'hazava, but Hazava Gedola, Shochtan Aleha B'Shmini. Right? She has to be brought on the 8th day, just like a Zav. Same story. Right? Right. Fine. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Huda Amarav comes and makes it more complicated. Amar Huda Amarav, Shochtin Vizarkin al Tful Yom, right? What's a Tful Yom? Nobody in our Mishnah was a Tful Yom. No, maybe the 8-day people, maybe them. Nobody was really a Tful Yom. What's a Tful Yom? A guy touched a mace. Now he's waiting 7 days. On the 7th day, he's a Tful Yom. There's nothing more he has to do. Just has to wait for nightfall. He doesn't have to pray, oh, I hope I don't have a Riyah. That doesn't apply by him. That only applies by all these other people. They have to wait, and they're also hoping, I hope I don't have a Riyah. Because if I have a Riyah, I can't eat the Karban Pesach. A Tful Yom, a real Tful Yom, doesn't have that fear. He's just waiting for nightfall. A guy touched the sheretz. He's tummy that day. What does he do? He goes to the mikvah, he has to wait till nightfall. There's nothing more he has to wait for. There's nothing more he's hacking with. Just waiting for nightfall. Says Rabbi Yehuda Amarav, Shochin v'zarkin al Tful Yom, you can shecht for a Tful Yom, Mechusa Kippurim, and for somebody who's Mechusa Kippurim. What's that?
That's somebody who needs a Karbanos.
That's a day eight person. Again, it's nothing for him to do. He already had his 7 days. Just Kurbanos. So he's like a Tzvoyom. V'ein Zor Shochtin V'zorkin Al Tamei Sheretz. But not for a Tamei Sheretz. That you can't do. V'ula Omar Af Shochtin V'zorkin Al Tamei Sheretz. Even for a Tamei Sheretz, he can do it. L'Rav Ma'ishna Tzvoyom D'chazi L'Urta Tamei Sheretz Nami Chazi L'Urta. What's the difference between the two of them? And the Gemara says, Mechusar Tevila. By a Tamei Sheretz, you have to go to the mikvah. If a guy's a day eight guy, he doesn't have to go to the mikvah. What does he go to the mikvah for? The Tosfos says on top, no, you do have to go to the mikvah, but it's a derabanan mikvah. It's a derabanan. But a Tamei Sheretz has to go to the mikvah. Who says he's going to go to the mikvah? Maybe it's too crowded, they forgot. Right? So, Mechusar Tevila is Mechusar Tevila. So Tevul Yom Nami Mechusar Harif Shemesh. But 1 second. But Tevul Yom is also lacking the sun setting. What's the difference? Big difference. Shimsha Milmela Arva. The sun sets by itself. There's nothing you have to do. You can go around your day like a regular person. You can go shopping. You can play cards. You can do whatever you want. Nightfall comes. You're good to go. Mechusar Kippurim. But a Tamei Sheretz has to go to the mikvah. So the Gemara says, 1 second. Mechusar Kippurim Namiha Mechusar Kapara. But a Mechusar Kippurim has to go bring Karbanos. Who says maybe he's going to forget? So Gemara answers, no. Shekhanu Biyadu. He already has them. He already has them. He already has the animals. And then the Gemara is going to say, he brings them to the Kohen, right? Tamei Sheretz Nami, Harry Mikvah Lefanav. So the Tamei Sheretz also, the Mikvah's right next door. The guy lives next door to the Mikvah. Let him go to the Mikvah. No. Dilma Pasha, maybe he'll make a mistake. He'll forget that he won't go to the Mikvah. He won't go to the Mikvah. So it's a Gzeirah Derabanan. Really? We would bring a Karban Pesach for a Tamei Sheretz. We would. But we're not going to do it. Maybe he's going to forget to go to the mikvah. Aye. Ihachi mechusar kippurim nami dilma pasha. Maybe he'll forget to bring the karbanos.
Mechusar kippurim
has to be
the time between the mikvah and nightfall.
No. There's no mikvah for such a person. The guy was a zov. Tamei for 7 days. Tamei for 7 days. He was a mikvah zov gedola. For 3 days he had re'ias. He becomes tamei for 7 days. On the 8th he has to bring the karbanos. Who's the man going to the mikvah? So Tosfos says only Midrabanan has to go. Midrash doesn't have to go. So Midrabanan then, but maybe so who say maybe he's going to forget not bring Karbanos? So Gemara says no. Kigosh Masul LeBezin doesn't mean Bezin. It means the Beis Hamikdash. He already brought the Karbanos to the Beis Hamikdash. He already brought them there. And Kedav Shmaya the Amar Chazaka Ein Bezin Shal Kahanim Omdim Misham Ad Sheichlu Hamos Shebeshofros. We have a rule that nobody will leave the grounds of the Beis Hamikdash. The Kahanim won't leave until what? Until all the Karbanos are done. So you can take it to the bank, that guy's Karbanos are going to be good. So there's no reason for him that we can't check the Karban Pesach on his behalf. A Tamei Sheretz, maybe he'll forget to go to the mikvah. Now, should we stop here? We'll stop here. I know, but the second we start getting ready, people will start sauntering in. Alright, we'll stop here, we'll pick up tomorrow. Hopefully we'll finish tomorrow. Alright, we'll stop here, we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.